Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind this morning, Jimmy?
Well, let's go out of order here a little bit. I did spend 3 hours of my life last night watching the Opry show on NBC. I knew that the people from out of town did it. This is kind of a hot trio of people that have been producing some of these NBC specials. And I knew that they didn't completely, you know everything. They didn't really have, they never picked up the heart of the story. I mean, it could have been done on an LA soundstage with the same people and you wouldn't really known anything different. I never got a feel of the Ryman. I never got a feel of the Opry House. I never felt intimacy. I never felt any heart. It was kind of soulless, actually. But some of the performances could have been done, you know, anywhere. I mean, could have been done in the street in Austin, and they'd still been great. Carrie Underwood singing to Randy Travis, Alan Jackson singing Chattahoochee, Reba McEntire singing a little bit from the top of the show. I mean, those were all great performances. I'm seeing people today that are critical. I'm not, but I've seen people be a little critical of Garth Brooks's George Jones performance. I mean, I'm a stickler. This wasn't supposed to be a Ken Burns special, and I understand that. But, you know, this show was put together like on a day that God created the camel. You know, he was busy. He had other things going on. He was kind of doing that as a side job. This was the same way with that show last night. I mean, some of the things weren't really thought out, you know, like they didn't have time for the ending, which is one of the great producer crimes of all time last night. The show ended with a Dolly Parton tribute. That's not how the show ended. The show it ended with Will the Circle Be Unbroken, but they didn't have time to put it on. It's getting up on social media now, though. Isn't that something?
Yeah, I wanted to hear Will the Circle Be Unbroken. I was hoping that would be played because that's part of the Ryman.
Well, it was, but right. The producers didn't time the show right, which is one of the first things that's one of your biggest things you've got to learn how to do when you're putting together a show and when you're line producing a show, as I have done, you know, for a lot of times in my life, and to be able to time the show so poorly that you don't have time for the big ending, that's really criminal.
Let me ask you this, Jimmy. How come they can go over like on the Grammys, and they will go over, but for that one, they ended at 9:59 in 10 seconds?
No, they were so busy at NBC trying to un-country that show. Right. Think about it.
He was perfect.
What was?
I questioned the Yellow Black tribute to Charlie Pride. I said, "Well, who thought that up?" And then I like Yellow Black, but then it was perfect. I thought conversely, I will tell you, I was thinking and shared this already this morning. Probably been 30 years since I've watched anything to do with country music, including when they put country music on the Billboard Awards or the Grammys, where I just went, you know what? This is great.
Well, you knew the songs. I mean, the songs, the Alan artists. Jackson, how could you not like that? How could you not like, you know, Carrie singing about Randy and having Randy go amen? I mean, I had people tell me that they thought they could do better than Kelsea Ballerini doing Barbara, you know. But, mm-hmm. you know, Kelsea's hot. She gets a Taylor Swift kind of demo. You kept seeing all through the show that they were not trying to just satisfy a country audience. They were trying to reach out. I mean, the Opry was never about gospel and Christian music. Hate to tell anybody. The show was a tabernacle. Actually, not the show, but the building was a tabernacle before it was ever the Opry.
Right.
So that's really one of the reasons why they call it the Mother Church of Country Music. But the shows, they're not on Sunday. That's one of the only days they don't do an Opry. They've never really been, someone sang a Christian song on there before. I mean, but it never was a significant part of the show. They did 12 minutes or 15 minutes almost on Christian and gospel music last night. And that really was never really part of the show. If they wanted to really do something that was part of it, that's a side trick, is bluegrass. Bluegrass was a tremendous part of that show through the years, and it really wasn't seen.
But see, I was really expecting they wouldn't even bring up Bill Monroe, which was, you know, Bluegrass Boys. And two or three places, you know, they showed him and they did. But, you know, we had this discussion when you were on yesterday when you were letting us know what you knew about the show, and we just began telling people to watch it, reminding folks, you know, you might want to see it. But, you know, you'd go nuts all week saying, hey, it's going to be a big night. And I just don't even think that way anymore because I don't expect anything to be any good. It's like the host of the show, in essence, was Blake Shelton. Now, he was, I thought he's pretty good.
He's all right.
But the most natural host in the world for that show.
He is.
Would actually be? In my opinion, there are better, but Brad Paisley in this case, right? Come on, there's nobody knows more about the Opry. Nobody's better at hosting a show than Brad Paisley. Well, let's think about it, though, like you and I discussed yesterday on the air. This is NBC giving, in this case, 3 hours of live prime time. They're going to put Blake Shelton from their show, The Voice.
Oh, yeah, and they're going to put Reba from their show.
Yeah, bingo.
On there, too, you know, so, yeah. And that's okay. I expect that, and ABC floods the zone with their people.
I know.
When they're doing a country show. So that's almost to be expected, but I don't know. I just, you know, Dolly, it wasn't really appropriate for her to come on there and do it and, you know, dance around and jump around when she's still, you know, in kind of her 30 days of mourning for her husband.
Right.
But they got her on there, so that's good. But missing the end was pretty bad. Now, if you want to hear what we're talking about, it is on Peacock today, last time I checked.
Now, I think you should be able to – I don't have Peacock. We were talking about this. Those kind of networks, you can call it up any time on demand, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, one thing – I forgot what I was – oh, yeah, the signal, some people may have noticed, you might have thought it was your cable or whatever. It went to a black picture for 4 seconds twice.
Yep, happened on mine several times.
Yep.
Well, I think that was Roy Acuff's ghost flying around the building, getting ready to zap people. That was a weird deal.
And that's live TV, but you thought, you know, with all the millions they're spending, that just shouldn't happen. And I go, oh, no, this
is like Netflix.
Fortunately, it didn't, it didn't plague the entire night. You know what's interesting about that little sidebar here? The audio didn't go away. The picture went completely black. But I always have a closed caption for the hearing impaired, you know, up there. And that stayed right up to whatever they're singing with, word for word, but no picture.
Yeah, I think the cameras, they called it, got out of sync or so. It's too technical, but the cameras did something in their system. And it had whoop, 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 and then it cleared itself up, and they went to whatever it went. So anyway, I just think it was Roy Acuff's ghost, you know, not approving of some of the things that were going on in that building. All right. And by the way, Post Malone the other night at the rodeo in Houston, 70,000 plus, may have been the first time a rodeo performer played it barefooted.
He walked on the dirt, Bob, barefoot.
But how country could a guy genuinely sing and for having 7,000 visible tattoos, and look like a real country cowboy with the way he was dressed last night? This guy's he's an amazing breadth of talent is amazing. What it
I
is.
Don't know if he looks like any cowboys that I've ever seen.
I thought he came off. No, he doesn't, but he came off that way.
Kind of a dime store cowboy.
You ain't buying it.
No, I'm not. Have Post Malone show up at Schwartner's place and tell me he's one of the cowboys.
Strangely, we had discussed him yesterday, not with you, but to Jimmy. What we concluded is this is a guy in Post Malone that didn't say, oh, I want country people to like me. I'm going to do some country. This is all of the hot country artists saying, we dig this guy. We're going to get him to join us. That's how he became so good at country.
Well, they all fought to be on his album, that's for sure. I mean, they were all flying to see where he was, you know, playing
and
everything. And frankly, he gets the credit for bringing Blake back to being relative because that song that he ended up doing, Pour Me a Drink, Blake had lost his record, I don't know if he lost it, but he said goodbye to his longtime record company, and he thought he was pretty much through with that. And then Pour Me a Drink comes up on his album. That's the big hit from the album, and he gets re-signed to another record label, puts out a song called Texas that's going to be one of his biggest songs.
You're right.
Rocketing up the chart.
Man, that's great insight. You're exactly right. Yeah, and Post Malone
has done a lot.
Wouldn't the artist really do anything for him? Look what he's doing. Yeah, woo.
Yeah, he really did it for the other artist, and he was trying really hard to be someone that isn't trying to be a fake. And he really does like, he did... what did he do? Oceanfront Property, I think, at the rodeo the other night, which is his homage to George Strait. But he wants to like. In fact, last night another story. In fact, I see it on the graphic of something they put out. I think that was supposed to be a camera lens or whatever that had all the names of the stars on there. Jelly Roll was supposed to do the Johnny Cash thing last night. And I don't know where Jelly Roll was, but he never made it onto the show.
He was there, I couldn't remember him singing, but he was there.
Well, he must have had something wrong because I think he was supposed to do Johnny Cash. So anyway, moving on out of the world of the Grand Ole Opry.
It was something, if folks that didn't see it, you hear what Jimmy said, you can go to Peacock. Of course, you got to have Peacock, but man.
Well, it's cheap. When the commercials, it's only like $2.99. Or something. If you run the ones with the commercials, it's the least expensive.
And then you can cancel it. Yeah,
and then you can cancel it right after the show if you want to. All right, something's going to go down today with Trump and the Department of Education. I guess he's going to sign another executive order, and that's going to cause a stink again today. The Pentagon purged their website. It had a lot of news and information about a lot of things. They had it purged from diversity content. Well, some of the stuff that got cut out were things about the Holocaust, the 9/11 terror attacks, and other things. They didn't probably mean to do that.
The biography of Colin Powell, and then Jackie Robinson's significance to baseball in America.
Well, it was an automated process.
Yes,
so
AI did.
They gave it keywords or something, and it just, that's the problem you do
you're
asking a computer to do something. Homeland Security and the IRS, are they engaged in discussions about sharing highly confidential taxpayer data to authorities to ramp up deportations? They've really run into a wall on some of the deportation things with judges. That's getting to be even more tense. And a lot of things, and I heard someone who was the former chief of staff say, all this court stuff was 100% expected by the Trump people, 100%. In fact, the only thing that has happened that they really didn't expect, they thought it would be a little easier to get a ceasefire with Ukraine and Russia than it's been. That's the only thing that really has been a little bit more difficult than they thought it would be. Now, I don't know if they had intended for the economy to be as nervous as it is right now. Of course, you've got people like CNN at every opportunity cheering on a recession. But, you show some graphs and it's pretty crazy. From January, where the S&P is to where it is now, has gone down much lower than it ever was even before Election Day with all the tariff concerns of whether they are real or imagined. It's just confidence, business confidence, consumer confidence. All of that has just got that type of business, investment business, just nervous, not knowing exactly where things are going. college basketball, they think productivity is definitely going to fall off the rest of the week because there are a lot of games starting this afternoon and going and all in way into the evening, and same thing on Friday. So this is basketball heaven for a lot of different people. Bullfighting in Mexico City to become a little less dangerous. A local Congress is passing a bill that would bar bullfighters from using spades or swords to attack the animal and require the bull to have its horns covered to avoid injuries to the matadors. Well, that's political correctness in the bullfighting world, isn't it? Today is the first day of spring.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, let's take what everybody comes to see and then take that part away.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lot of history involved with
one of the two getting killed.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Who wins?
Spring has officially sprung. The vernal equinox has arrived. Time to swap out your winter wardrobe and make plans to see cherry blossoms. Well, that all may be true, but it's going to be in the deep south. We're going down to 33, 34 in the next night or two.
Blizzards across the this morning and predicted all day about like five states, like Illinois and through that Midway. Hey, blizzards, first day of spring.
And I'm seeing flowers on some of the trees, cherry, the pear trees and some of the others are definitely blooming. Tesla, boy, that's a mess. That's a real mess. And in so many areas, Tesla just got booted from the Vancouver Auto Show. The removal was due to safety concerns. I can see that.
Safety concern, not in the vehicle, but in the Molotov cocktails are getting it. They're attracted to them. Yeah.
That some nut, you know, in there might do something and, you know, have
this is terrorism.
Kind of effect.
This is true domestic terrorism.
And, of course, people are saying that, you know, this Democrat Party is the party of love and peace. It doesn't seem to be when it comes to this subject. I didn't look up the stock today. You might do it. It has really gone down.
As Tim Wall said yesterday, big story there, it's down to 250. I think it had been at one point, I think, near 500. Yep.
I still think if things go the way that they continue to go, I think that he ultimately sells it and the new owner changes the name to something else to be able to, you know, get the thing that's on it now, because I don't know.
I would suggest
a
name change.
On this.
And it should go from Tesla to Trump.
Oh.
I drive a Trump.
there were some other crazies. They voted in the Tennessee legislature quick. It was a committee.
Uh-huh.
And it got voted down in a very red state. They were voting to change the name of the Nashville airport to Trump International. And even in a red state, Republican, that got changed out a little bit.
Our legislature's in session is every 2 years for a couple of months, Jimmy. And there's a bill that they think is going to make the floor to change the name of I-35 in Austin, Texas, at long stretch, to the Donald Trump I. That ain't going
to
happen.
Are we going to change the New York Strip to Texas Strip? Is that happening?
That makes me silly sick.
That one might happen, but
it's just silly.
They call it the Trump Highway, the elevated part of the I-35, the Trump Highway.
Well, the elevated part's coming out, period.
Wow.
Yeah, it won't be there.
Cows will fly. Probably
before
that,
yeah.
All right. Back in a second after these words.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wise words from Jimmy Carter, who was just, we were just having some other conversation here as time went on about the Opry and other things. Back to Jimmy Carter. It's page two.
Here's a song that would go back in, it's in the world of pop, but it was really one of the defining songs of the 60s. It was a one-hit wonder group, but their one song was a big one. It was called Get Together.
The Youngbloods.
Yeah.
I get points?
Colin Young was the lead singer, and he died this week at the age of 83, and that song, Get Together, was put out in 1967, and then they used it in the Woodstock documentary, and they put it back out in 1969, and it was a hit all over again. Come on, people, now. Smile
Tell
on
each
brother.
Other. Everybody get together. Try to love,
try to
one,
love
another
one another right now.
It's got that 60s psychedelic sound.
Yep. There you go. Now, my screen went black. I was just seeing here where in Portland, Oregon, that somebody has, a man has won a race. They're still racing out there. Biological man won in a girls' track meet. He won the gold. Ada Gallagher, or McGallagher, set a school record after finishing 7 seconds ahead of his female competitors. The male student won gold in the girls' 200-meter varsity race. Second win at the Portland Interscholastic League meet in Oregon today. So they're all in on that still, and I think Maine, some of the people in Maine are still in on the guys in the girls' locker room and that whole business. Brooke Shields is going to revisit. Boy, I don't know that I ever saw this movie. I knew of it. Did you ever see The Blue Lagoon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was...
Because he got naked.
What's her name, yeah. That's what's her name.
Yeah, that was never... I just never got that excited about that.
The so giant woman gonna, that was beautiful.
Brooke Shields,
thank you, yeah.
They're going to redo this, but as a comedy called Almost Paradise with David Spade and Brooke Shields.
Wow.
There we go.
So, I don't know about that. Snow White comes up tomorrow at the movie theaters. This is the 1930 whatever animated film of Walt Disney turned into a live action film. The reviews are surprisingly good. They don't normally like some of these animated turned live action, but this one they got pretty close, they think, to right. There's been a lot of other stuff going on around it. I mean, Gal Gadot, who plays the evil queen, she was a former Israeli soldier.
She's Wonder Woman.
She was Wonder Woman, so she's obviously, you know, pro-Israeli. And then this other woman, Rachel Zegler, she's a pro-Palestinian. So all that has nothing to do with the movie. But on the outside of the movie, you know, people getting political. And the movie itself is not political. They even still do the, I call them the Smurfs, but they were the hi-ho, hi-ho.
The dwarfs.
And off to work we go, yeah.
And the line that everyone gets wrong, we all think it's mirror, mirror on the wall, but it's magic mirror on the wall.
Who's the fairest of them all?
There you go.
And she does do that, and she pulls off the evil, whatever she is, really well. And this other girl's kind of got the part down a little bit. She's got a little Latin heritage, but I don't know. It didn't bother me, but it did some people. So it starts out tomorrow, Snow White, rated PG, an hour and 49 minutes long. There's a good queen. The evil queen's pretty evil, and she does do the magic mirror. And all of that. So there's no, the one song that's not in there is one that was a favorite for years. In fact, I think Disney used it as a theme for many years, the instrumental version of Someday My Prince Will Come. And there's no prince in this one. There's a woodsman or somebody who lives, I don't know, there is a love interest, but it's not a not a prince.
Didn't come and kiss her and wake her up?
I don't know if he, I haven't seen this movie, I've just seen pieces. And I just know there's no prince. So Whistle While You Work, that's a good one. Hi Ho is in there. And then they're not putting in Someday My Prince Will Come. There's a lot of new music from Disney. So that's the story on Snow White coming out tomorrow.
Well, Mary Oates, Dozy Dotes, and Little Lamsey Divey, the Kitty Divey too, wouldn't you?
I think you're still back on that's damage
when,
from
when you when you're telling all the Seven Dwarfs stuff. That's what I think of.
You don't remember all the songs?
Oh, you some? Yeah. Yeah.
I remember all of them.
I ain't into that droopy drawers stuff.
Oh, come on.
I heard some droopy drawers stuff the other day, and I can't remember. I thought about y'all. I always try to run when I hear droopy
drawers. Well, you came up with that term, and I am properly indicted. I generally love droopy drawers kinds of music, but
I guarantee you'd love to go. You and Ted ought to go to find a Bread concert or something to go
get
to.
Get your droopy drawers together.
We'll get there and blast our Barry Manilow out of our speakers. Yeah.
Wow.
If the world is
check your card.
Oh, okay.
I draw the line at Barbara Streisand, though, just for the record.
Oh.
Who doesn't? Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy Carter. And again, thanks to Jim Swartner, Swartner Farm and Ranch, and Crestview RV. I ain't kidding you. So much more to come. We keep saying we're going to get this, we're going to get this, and then we get something else. But we'll get to this and something else right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.